on air with me only here on Wake Up Call DT.com is Jake Haddock, going to Cornell, has played on both sides of the ball when it comes to the field, coming out of Maine Endwell High School down in Endwell, New York, by Binghamton. And he's on the show with me right now for the first time to talk about his decision of where he's going, his future, and what he's done up to this point. Jake, how are you doing today?
Doing very good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm definitely happy to have you here on the show, Jake. First and foremost, let's talk about your high school days and the team that you have played for, because on the state level of New York State, I mean, this is a team that has really become part of history in a good way.
Well, I played for Maine Endwell, which is in Endwell, New York, and these last two seasons, 2011, 2012, we were able to go undefeated both years. We've made 25 straight games without a loss, and both of those seasons I was a team captain, and I've been playing since I was a freshman on the varsity team. So it was pretty great to be a part of that team and to be able to kind of help lead them to those victories.
And let's get into that rivalry of Maine Endwell's going up against Union Endicott, ME versus UE, a huge game in that area of Southern New York, and just go in and bring us in to what that rivalry truly has become, including this season.
Oh man, it's a massive rivalry. Every single year, that game gets, and we put a lot of attention into every game, and we make sure to prepare the right way. But the UE game always is like, it's no game like that. No game except for that game gets that much attention. We come into that game as prepared as we can possibly be. They always want it really badly, and we always want it really badly. So it always ends up being a very good game. This year we were able to beat them pretty soundly, but it was still a very good game.
On your side, you have dealt with being on both sides of the ball, both on the offense and the defense, and go into your positions that you've played in high school.
I played offensive line, and my freshman and sophomore year, I was a guard, and they switched me at left and right guard. But in my junior and senior year, they switched me to center, and that's where I played all year long, both years. And then on defense, I play defensive tackle, and whenever they need me to, I can switch out to end, or in some schemes, I would play linebacker. So kind of whatever they needed, right up in the box.
Your play along with your teammates has brought great success to Maine Endwell, and let's get into that. In the recent history here, what your team has been able to do in the state of New York?
Like I said, we had 25 straight wins, and really it's harder to kind of do any better than we've done. We've this last season, anything less than a state championship would have been a disappointment, because we were so excited and we were so ready and we knew what we could accomplish, and we got our state championship, and that's the most we get done, and it was a great accomplishment. And we've just had success not only as a team, but personally a lot of us have had great success. We had I think it was 11 players on the all-state team this year, which was like, this is like unheard of. So it was a very successful season in all meanings of the word.
And not just with your team, but with your personal awards that you've had. Just go into your accolades and what you've gained as a high school player for Maine Endwell.
Well, I was all division, and then I was it's called the Elite 24, which is like all of Section 4, and then I made I was co-player of the year with Nick Serenni. Me and him both, they picked both of us as like co-player of the year. So, and that's statewide in Class B.
And definitely congratulations to you for everything that you've achieved, both personally with what you've been able to do and with your team as a whole for Maine Endwell in New York. Here once again with Jake Haddock, and now looking at your college status, you had decided to go to one school and have since changed your mind here, but was it different for you knowing that you didn't have to sign a written agreement but only had to make an oral commitment to Penn when you decided to go there?
It is a little bit different. It's not as sure when you sign a paper and that's like, and your signature is binding, then that's kind of, you know exactly what's going on and where you're going. But with the verbal commitment, there's always the opportunity or the chance that something could go wrong or something, or you could change your mind or they could change their minds. And it's just, it's a little less sure is the only thing that's different about a verbal commitment compared to a written commitment.
When you made your decision to switch from Penn to Cornell, would it have been more difficult for you if that written commitment had been involved and it wasn't just a pure verbal commitment with Penn? If you decided, hey, I'm not at the school yet, but I want to switch, would it have been more difficult for you?
It would have been, because I think if I were to have to sign a written commitment, I actually wouldn't have been able to change, so then I wouldn't even had the option to go to Cornell. But with a verbal commitment, it's really just a gentleman's agreement, is what they always say. And so if something happens, you can switch out of it, and there's not that option with a written commitment.
Now that you've made the switch to Cornell, what was it about the school that made you decide that that was the right place for you?
Really, really everything about it. The college I'm going to be in, which is industrial labor relations, is like it's economics with human resources, which is kind of what I wanted to do, and that was a big part of it. And the coaching staff I originally went there for was very good, but they had a coaching switch, and it's actually better now. Their head coach is a real good guy, and I'm very excited to play for him. And they're just the whole team is really like a family. Even I went up there on my official visit, and you could just sense that they're a family, and that's just the type of atmosphere I wanted to play in. So it was a lot of things that went into the decision.
In talking about the Cornell football program making a switch, go into the new coach and what you can expect from him.
The new coach is Dave Archer. He was a UE grad, but I don't hold that against him. The old coach Kent Austin took a job in the Canadian Football League. So, and Dave Archer, who's the head coach now, was at the recruiting coordinator. So, when it came time to look for a replacement for Coach Austin, the athletic director interviewed Coach Archer and a bunch of other guys, and Coach Archer ended up getting the job.
You've said to me before that Coach Archer is a really good guy, and what is it about Dave that makes you feel that way? What do you like most about the coach that you will have going into your collegiate career?
He's extremely, extremely hardworking. I haven't met a coach in all my time playing football and talking to college coaches that is this dedicated and just willing to work very hard. He graduated from Cornell, and he played with my cousin who graduated from Cornell also, and so I've known Coach Archer for quite a while, and just from knowing him, I know that he's a very, very strong charactered man, and he's really going to do a good job. And it's exciting to be able to get the chance to play for him. So,
continuing to speak here with Jake Haddock, who has made the decision to elevate from Maine-Enwell High School to go on to Cornell University and play for their team in the FCS under the FBS. Some people know it as Division I AA as opposed to Division I A. Not playing in Division I A, you know, does that bother you, or are you happy where you are?
I'm definitely very happy to be in D1 AA. D1 A would have been nice, but I like the academics aspect of going to Ivy League or D1 AA. So it's really, I knew it was the right fit for me to, because I really was concerned about getting a good education along with the football. And not saying that you can't get a good education D1A, but Ivy League just really stood out to me.
Speaking on the gentleman's agreement, with Cornell also being in the Ivy League with Penn that you decommitted from, was there any concern from Cornell knowing that you had given a verbal commitment and already taking it back when it came to Penn?
It wasn't like the one day I called him and said, I'm not going to Penn anymore. It was kind of like a chain of events. I was talking to the coaches, and I kind of hinted that I was thinking about looking at other options, and I continued to talk to them, but I reopened up my recruiting board and kind of started talking to other coaches, and immediately Cornell was very interested, and so I kind of started talking to Cornell more and Penn a little bit less. And Cornell even more, and Penn a little bit less, and eventually I told Penn that I was going to Cornell. So, and by that time I told Cornell that as soon as I got out of my commitment with Penn, that I was going to go to Cornell. So, it's kind of how it worked.
As far as position, has Cornell shared with you where they expect you to play once you come onto the team?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing like a defensive line, like interior line, like a shaded one, or three position, which is either on the center or on the guard.
Is that position truly where you want to be? You've had the opportunity to block for a quarterback and also the opportunity to hit an opposing quarterback. Do you like the fact that collegiately you'll be on the side where you'll have the opportunity to hit the quarterback?
Oh yeah, I knew from the very second I started the recruiting process that I wanted to play defense. There's nothing much more fun than hitting a quarterback or making the tackle, so I knew that's where I wanted to be, and Coach Archie knew that from the very start, and so it just kind of worked out. I get to do what I wanted to do.
Here once again with Jake Haddock. How confident are you in starting right away? Has Cornell said to you that you'll be on the field immediately or that you'll sit? Have they been specific on that?
No, all the colleges that I talked to, they really, in my process, they tried to stay away from saying, yeah, you're going to start, or yeah, you're probably not going to start. And really, it's been just come in and work hard and you kind of see what happens. This is basically what's happened with most of the with all the colleges I talked to, and now Cornell, that's what they're saying. So I guess it all depends on what you show them.
Going from being player of the year in Class B for the state of New York, getting a state title, everything you've been able to do here, once you move on to college, you'll be playing other players, playing with and against other players of the year, other players that have been on teams that have won state championships. Do you feel that you're ready for that elevation in competition that is about to come once you go over to college?
Well, I'm not... I'm not sure I'm ready for it because I haven't been there yet and I don't know exactly what I'm going to experience, but I'm sure excited to take on the competition and no matter what happens, I'm going to try my hardest and I'm going to give it 100% because that's all I know I do. And it's definitely talking to Coach Archer, and he's made sure to express that it will be tougher competition, and it's not that everyone will be players of the year and state champions, but it's exciting, and as far as I know, I think I'm ready.
Well, Jake, I definitely appreciate having you here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora for the first time and look forward to following you through as you move into your collegiate career. Definitely a big congratulations on everything you've already accomplished at the high school level.
Thank you very much.
This conversation with the Cornell Big Reds future on their team with Jake Haddock is proudly brought to you by the entire family at wakeupcalldt.com and Dan Totora Broadcast Media, LLC. That being Carvel DeWitt, the only place where you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday, and you can now get it with Carvel Light. So if you're looking to cut those calories but still want that same great taste on that treat that you want to have no matter what the weather is outside, you could do that now with Carvel Light. Now only 35 calories per ounce, and you can get that with the Wake Up Call Sunday at Carvel DeWitt here in Syracuse on East Genesee Street. Also want to thank Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy helping me on my path to hope with my knee, getting me better and getting me to a place where I truly feel like my body as a whole is stronger, and they can help you to do that. Call 315-652-4323 to set up your appointment at one of their five locations in upstate New York right now. And also want to put a thanks out to Dreisig Apparel, who has given us all of the apparel that's connected to Wake Up Call with Dan Totora, from hats to women's shirts, the lady line that can also be used for breast cancer awareness, and if you're doing a breast cancer walk or ride, because they're all pink, and also for the men's line of t-shirt, and everything that they've done for the show and for the company just by being there, just by being supportive. I want to thank Mark Jones and his team for everything that they've done there, including being able to not only give me a jersey for Wake Up Call with Dan Totora on the football side, but for the NCAA tournament challenge that we had last year, our bracket challenge here on Wake Up Call with Dan Totora on wakeupcalldt.com. And that bracket challenge winner was Mike here in upstate New York, and we gave away a jersey from Dreisig Apparel, a personalized jersey with Mike's favorite number and his last name on the back. Also want to put a thanks out to fanhands.com, who is right on the fan corner of this page. When it comes to Facebook, Twitter, any type of social media, you can get it on the fan corner, and it's because of fanhands.com. And you can do that, folks, for the best fan experience with a little investment that you have to make, just $10 on your end, to have the best fan experience you can possibly have with this fan hands accessory that enhances your clap. So you want to get loud, you want to be proud, you want to go out there when it comes to your favorite team, the big game, even a graduation, whenever you want to go out there and support someone, do it with fan hands, and do it right now, because you can give back to those victims of Hurricane Sandy in New York City and in that surrounding area, folks. We are doing Hands to Answer the Call, fanhands.com. And myself with Wake Up Call with Dan Totora. So get your pair of fan hands for $10. Choose whatever color you want, and you send money to us, and a percentage of that money is going to Hurricane Sandy victims. And you can find out how on the fan corner page of this website, wakeupcalldt.com. And I also want to thank the Syracuse Silver Knights, who are fighting to get into the playoffs right now. Not far away, the top four teams make it out of all seven teams in Major Indoor Soccer League. So in the MISL, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with five games to go, have an opportunity. So get out there and support them, folks. I thank them for everything they've done and being able to come out, sign some autographs, and literally be on site for our championship party that we had to celebrate that title game for the NFL at Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub, who I want to thank lastly here for being a home for us for every single sporting event, for good food with a good price, great drinks, and a phenomenal atmosphere owned and operated by a local person from right here in New York, folks. It doesn't get any better than watching the game at Woody's. When you want to see the W, go to the W. Woody's right across from Northern Lights in Mattydale. So thank you to everyone who is a part of Wake Up Call with Dan Totora, wakeupcalldt.com, and Dan Totora Broadcast Media, LLC. For Jake Haddock, who is now going to the Cornell Big Red, and myself, Dan Totora, I thank you for listening and look forward to speaking with you very soon.